A special night at the Big A Saturday before the Mariners take on the Angels as the franchise honors Albert Pujols for reaching his 600th career home run. Bottom two, it's Andrelton Simmons adding one to his career totals.
He'll drive this one out toward left center field. Gamble going back on this one at the wall. Gone off the rocks. Andrelton Simmons goes big fly to give the Angels a 1-0 lead.
And another extra base hit. Now 9 home runs on the season.
There's the next one on Maben, and that's a shot right up the middle, an RBI single. Low line drive hit. Angels have a 2-0 lead. Good to see Maben tonight.
Yes.
And the next delivery, it's a 2-2 fastball taken by Dyson. Struck him out looking. Here's the next pitch. And that is chased and missed. Fooled him right there. Slider got him, struck him out.
Nolasco is a strike away from the three-hit shutout.
Ready is Nolasco, the 2-2 delivery. He got him, swung at and missed, struck him out, and the ball game is over.
The Angels shut out the Mariners 4-0 on Saturday. Nick Franklin started at second base in his first game as an Angel. He went 0-2. Albert Pujols caught the ceremonial first pitch from Scott Steffel, a student that caught his 600th home run back on June 3rd. Ricky Nolasco puts together a masterpiece as the Angels shut out the Mariners 4-0. Here's Angels manager Mike Socia.
Well, I think as the game went on, a couple things happened. You really saw good fastball command, had good sink when he needed it, and really brought his curveball and split into the game with, obviously with his good slider. So early they hit some balls hard. I think that as he settled in and made pitches, you saw the miss hits, you saw the ground balls, you saw 7 strikeouts. There were some things that he was able to do by commanding counts better. And, that's a team that just scored a ton of runs last night, and he comes in and shut them down tonight. So that's a terrific effort. Well, he was still throwing the ball well. I think as the game went on, he actually, like I said, I think he got better and got more into his game. And, he wasn't a risk. It wasn't like he was excessive pitch count that's going to put a red flag up. And he was making pitches and getting out. So we were going to go as long as we could with him if he stubbed his toe or, in the eighth or ninth inning and maybe a couple guys got on and, we had some guys we could have brought in from the pen.
You mentioned before that you guys really need to see the Ricky Nolasco that you saw towards the end of the last season. Is he getting close to that spot?
Well, tonight that was it. Tonight was outstanding. And he's worked so hard at it. He's had a rocky, first half, a little spotty. But last couple outings, you could see the stuff come alive and we're going to need it.
And I hope that he had some solid defense behind him tonight. Great tag out by Simmons, a couple great catches by Cam Maben. What did you see from those two guys?
It was a big out. It's the first hit that Cruz hits off the wall. Cam comes up and throws a strike to second to get him. That's huge. Turns a single or a double into an out. And, Simba at shortstop made the plays. Cam at center field showed great range, made a great play on Dyson's ball with guys in scoring position. And Uniel at third base, early in the game they hit 2 bullets at him and he was ready for him and turns 2 hits into outs. So early on they hit the ball well early and we were making the plays and playing defense and gave Ricky a chance to settle in. I think that in the Dodger game, you could see him working towards his pitch execution. The mistakes weren't as prevalent. In some of the games where he's struggling, he's missing from trying to go outside corner, missing middle in, and just was really struggling with just repeating his delivery and making pitches. But as he got through got into the Dodger game, started getting into the game, you saw the consistency start to come, and he carried it over tonight and pitched a great game.
Nolasco allows just 3 hits, all singles, walks none, strikes out 7, and improves to 4-9, and talks about it afterwards.
Just got to stay positive, you know. I'm always positive. You know, mentally, I'm always just going to be positive and go out there and keep working, keep grinding. That's all I do.
Now, these have been back-to-back huge wins for you. I had to let that happen. These have been back-to-back solid wins for you. What has been the adjustments or the difference that you have made on the mound?
Well, the defense saved me tonight. You know, Cam was making a bunch of good plays, got a little lucky earlier in the game, and just tried to make better pitches as the game went on, and last two times out, just been making quality pitches.
Sunday, Jesse Chavez looks to keep it going for the Angels, going up against James Paxton of the Mariners.